Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff that you can use, you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can check out our blog, you can subscribe to my newsletter, you can take our poll question, you can spend some time there and learn some stuff, maybe even have a little fun right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Beverly Inmanibel has a lot of information that she's deposited with us. A lot of her wisdom is there and on our site in her suite that we provided for her at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Beverly Inmanibel is our guest. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. She's the president of TalkListen.com. Right, is the website, right, Beverly?
Yeah, it's TLC, Talk Listen Communicate, is the name of the company.
There you go, Talk TLC is a company. And Beverly, we've been talking about connecting with people, building communities. Talk to us a little bit more about how you're such a, your perspective is so broad and correct, in my opinion, on this, because we got all these people out there who all they want to talk about is social media, all they want to talk about is Facebook and Twitter. And what I've been telling people, Beverly, is in 3 to 5 years we won't care about any of those companies. They'll just be tools, just like, you got excited when the first fax machine came out, now you don't even use it, and so I mean, we'll be moving on to other things, but through all of that we'll still be building relationships, as you said, but not only building them, but maintaining them, and we'll be doing that inside of our community. Talk to us about that.
Well, for instance, in some of the social medias out there, they remind you when somebody in your queue or list, has a birthday, and you can send an electronic birthday card. Well, I've sent birthday cards for decades to clients. And so, I started using this. Like, okay, this is better, this is faster. Guess what? Nobody sent me an email back and said, thanks for, it was so kind of you, da-da-da-da-da. And so I realized, okay, maybe a lot of people are doing this, so I have to do something that stands out just a little bit. And so I realized a client had a birthday a week ago yesterday on a Sunday, and I realized it on the 2 days before, on Friday, as he's leaving at 5:30 in the afternoon, as I'm closing the folder, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there wasn't really time to even send a card through the postal mail, to send it through the other networks, had not been effective. So I just made myself a mental note, and on Sunday afternoon, I sat down and I composed just a very short email. It was very personal. Just to him. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't graphic. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you that I got an email back the next morning telling me how much that meant, and I'm quoting, for you to take the time to personally send me a birthday greeting on my birthday. Mm-hmm. See, there's a difference in knowing that you did it a week ago and this it went out to you on your birthday, versus somebody took the time on your birthday and remembered to do it. So up close and personal, it didn't take any more time to do that email probably than going on the site and picking the card and picking the short greeting and doing it. But it meant more because the recipient knew. It stood out. Mm-hmm. So we've got to take the time
The thing is, though, Beverly, do you agree with me that if you send out, if you do 10 of those and you do 10 of them for all the right reasons, totally, with great sentiment, and you do 9 in a row and nothing happens, that doesn't make you stop and not do the 10th one, because that's
correct.
that may be when you get the response back. And of course,
correct.
Of course, the other thing, Beverly, I'm going to come back to this. If you're really a professional networker, if you're really going to be a true networker, a serious networker, you give. And without expecting anything in return, you got to do that. You got to be prepared to do that. Otherwise, you eventually, if not every time, you some of the time will come across as phony.
That's true. That's just like if you mentioned earlier being at a chamber event when you go to those, what I tell people is, you know, the goal isn't to pass out 100 of your business cards. The goal is to listen to people, find a need, you know, take a card, come with great energy, demonstrate body language that says, I'm confident, I'm listening to you, I'm interested. Maybe introduce them to someone that's there, and then give them your card. Then it will mean something. They will, they'll remember that.
You know, I don't know how many times I've had that to happen to me, Beverly. I'd be in it, be somewhere, and somebody would, I'd meet someone. And before the night was through, I'd meet somebody else who was looking for that person.
Yeah.
But hadn't met them yet. Yeah. They weren't looking. They didn't know who that person was. They were looking for what that person did. And I'd say, well, have you met so-and-so? And they say, no. And I said, hang on a minute. Come with me. And I'd take them over and introduce them.
Oh, see, that's happened several times. Now two people remember you. Now two people remember you.
Yeah.
Because you're a connector of people. There's too many professionals and business people out there that are, it's so obvious that they're trying to get their word out. It's free advertising. Well, it comes across that way. So instead of going with that in mind, go to the event with the thought of, you know what, I'm going to connect people. I'm going to listen to people. I'm going to come away with, pick a number, but, you know, make it a reasonable number. I'm going to make 10 people really remember me.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, it's the relationship and inside of the communities, whatever it takes, face-to-face, social media, postcard, birthday card, electronic or otherwise, is the key to your success in the 21st century. Beverly, give us your website again, please.
It's talklisten.com. You can get our past newsletters. There's a lot of information on there.
Thanks, Beverly. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.